Good evening, everybody. Let me ask you to do something for me tonight. I've been here a long time, and I don't ask for much. But if we're going to sing together tonight, I think it'd be a really good idea if we'd start loving each other a little bit and sit together. I know that's a novel idea in church. So let's have fun with this. We're going to sing, I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. And you know that one without looking at the book. So don't take the book that's in front of you. Move down to the front and grab one of these other ones. And if you don't, I'm going to come get you. So be nice and hit me. And move down front. I'd like somebody sit on the front row. Oh, I may have a heart attack. Hey, here he comes. Come on. All right, let's sing. And let's stand. We're not going to stand all night, but let's stand. Oh, it looks so much better. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear the voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He rejoice, rejoice, oh Christian. Let me hear you guys. There you go. Y'all sound good. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. Now watch this. He lives, he lives, he lives. That doesn't make you happy, you need to check yourself, right? Let's give the Lord a hand. He deserves it. Amen. All right. Be seated and get out your workbook out. Here it is. It's this little thing right here. It's got 9 bazillion songs in it. Some of them are great. Some of them we don't sing, and that's okay because you can't learn them all. So here are the ground rules. I have to know it well enough to read it, and I know a lot of them, and we'll try to sing everything that we can sing. But here's what I want to do tonight, okay? I want you to pick songs that you have known most of your life. I want to sing the songs that we all grew up on. There's some teenagers that are here, some young people that are here tonight that we may sing a song or two that they've never, ever sung before. That's good. So let's think like that. Pick songs that you know we're all going to know, okay? That's what we want to try to do. Let's have some fun with this because that's what we're supposed to do. I believe with all my heart that we should have fun in church. If you don't go away from here and you haven't had a good time, something's wrong. This should be the time of the week when you have the most fun, because what are we doing? We're here and we're meeting the Lord in this place, and that's awesome. So who's got a number? And tell me the name of it. Bingo. Bingo. Okay, I won. I'm one for one. I said, that's one we'll sing, and I love it too. Would you all okay to sit? I don't mind you standing, but I just want you to relax and have fun. I think you'll enjoy it more if you don't have to get worn out standing up all night. So it's okay, but put a book in front of you, $4.99, and let's sing together. First and third, okay? I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Sing it out. Oh, victory. Start this slow. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me. Beneath the cleansing blood. Amen. What about another one? Yes, ma'am. 500. Look at that. Woo. 500. Trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. Let us do his good will. He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. To trust and obey, then in fellowship sweet, then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust. And obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. Yes, sir. Man, y'all are staying right in the same area of the book. That makes it really good. 493. Revive us again. Cool. Let's do first, and this is a short one, so let's do 1, 2, and 4, okay? Spirit of light, who hath shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
I love that one. Yes, ma'am, I saw that hand.
476, I come to the garden alone. I like that song. By the way, y'all know how blessed you are, right? Amen? Okay. Just want to check. Make sure. Go to it. I come to the garden. She sang out of tune, but loud. Oh, she could worship singing that song. Yes, ma'am. Well, you've taken me out of the 400s. I may have a moment here. No, I'm just kidding. 250. Tell us the name. And can it be that I should gain? Okay. Let's do first and last of this. And we'll sing the amazing love part of this as well. Okay. Here we go.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused him? Death hurt.
me. Go ahead. Amazing love. Sing it. How can it be that thou, my God, should die for me?
What a great hymn of our faith. Man, that's a good song. Great words. Yes, sir. 489. Heavenly Sunlight. Wow. Haven't done that one in a while. Love that song, though. Grew up on it. All right. Well, you know this one, kiddo? Okay, good. All right, give us an intro. Here we go.
Walking in sun, my all of my journey over the mountains through the deep veil. Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine.
One more before we do something else. Yes, ma'am. 463. Rock of Ages. Okay, good. I love that. And how old are you, honey? Amen. Hallelujah. Rock of Ages cleft for me from an 11-year-old. There is hope for the world. Amen. Amen.
Rock of Ages cleft for me. Be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
Let's sing that last verse.
While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, for me, let me hide myself in thee.
Philip has a word for us tonight, and he's going to pray our offertory prayer just to alert our ushers.
You want to use that? You want to use that?
I can just use that. Mic up here. How's everyone doing? Good, good, good. If our ushers could come forward, I'm going to say the offertory prayer, and then I will give just a short word. So those men, whoe'er they be, would move forward closer thine to me. That'd be awesome.
Number 174.
174. No. All right. Well, let's pray for this offering. Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you, dear Lord, for music. Thank you for poetry. Thank you that you moved in David's heart and others' hearts, dear Lord, throughout the ages to put your truth and your word to song that we might memorize it better and internalize it better and use it in our daily life, dear God. Dear Lord, I pray that during this time in the service that we would reflect our thoughts of you through our giving, dear Lord, through our participation in worship, dear Lord, by being obedient to return to you just a portion of what you have so greatly blessed us with. It's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen. All right. And as these gentlemen begin to take up the offering, I am not going to sing for you during the offertory. I know that may blow your mind. My daughter just went, "Phew, I'm so glad," because she hears Daddy sing in the car and that kind of thing. But 489 in your hymnal, where you just were, Heavenly Sunlight, did you catch at the top of the page right under the title? Every good song that we sing from this book has a scripture notation to it. This one was 2 Corinthians 4:6. "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts." If you're a Christian, if you're a believer today and you're in this room, you actually have the light of life residing in you. That we as a church are as a city sitting on a hill that those in darkness may look upon and see and feel hope. All right? Scripture says that to those that are perishing, we're a stench of death. So to those that are in their sinful ways and have no desire for God, when they look at us, they have the stench of death. But to those that are being rescued, to those that are being saved, we're the very aroma of life and hope. Wanted to share with you briefly, a few Saturdays ago, we had a Super Saturday Parents Night Out where actually Mary, if Mary's in the room, give a little wave. Mary came and said, "Can't we do a Saturday night fun night for not only kids in our church, but also the children to whom we try to minister at the apartments, just to give them a fun night?" And I said, "Absolutely." And so she led that and put the games together and got the ministry component going. And we walked over and got some kids from next door at the apartment complex and walked back this way. And as the people that went and got them were walking with them, a little guy came by on a skateboard and said, "Where are you going?" And those children were able to say, "We're going to church for some fun." He came and he attended and was here at that night. And that night had about that much of gospel in it, a little bit. And then a lot of playing, a lot of fun. And he had a good time. He came back the following Wednesday for church supper we had invited him to. And he brought a friend and came and stayed for RAs and hung out with us. But as I sat there eating with him and talking with him, getting to know him, he said, "Mr. Philip, I've only ever seen church on TV or the movies, that kind of thing, but have never been inside, or I don't know what it's about at all." And so my prayer is that we would remember and understand who we actually are in this day and time. That we are the light. We are that city on the hill. That there's people a block away who are 11 years old. We had one 11-year-old want a foundational hymn of our faith. Another 11-year-old just down the road has never entered into a church building before in his life. So let's remember that as a church and as a congregation. What we do in here is not just about us. It's about putting fuel in our tank so that we can go out and share and speak life and light into situations that are only familiar with darkness. All right. I'm going to pray one more time for us because I kind of mini preached just then. And as we finish out this service and we continue to sing, ask the Lord, is there someone I should invite to the Easter service or to our Easter drama so that they could see and or hear the gospel presented very clearly? Anybody in my life, Lord, that you want me to just simply invite to church? Because we don't know if they've ever been invited before. Let's pray. Dear Lord, be with us this night. Impress upon our heart and our minds the name of someone that you would desire us to invite to hear your gospel and your good news. Dear Lord, allow us to be faithful stewards of the money that we just took up, that we would in turn put that into the use of ministry and outreach, that we could let a lost world know that you are alive, you have come and lived and died and been raised again so that we might know you and know life. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
One of my favorite hymns is number 346. If we get the words to this song, everything else in the book will make sense. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. And if we get away from that and that alone, then the church ceases to be as it's supposed to be. Jesus is our foundation. Amen. And so this is such a great hymn. Let's sing this song tonight, The Church's One Foundation.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Amen.
Who's got one? 393. And tell us the name. Say again. Oh, yeah. Family of God. 393. Let's sing this one twice. Okay? In fact, y'all stand and do this. If we're part of the family of God, we need to stand and sing it, okay? Here we go. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined hands with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. I'm so glad the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined hands with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family, family of God. Thank you. Be seated. not going to make you stand all night. Y'all remember the old Johnny Carson show where they played Stump the Band? So far, y'all haven't stumped me. Thank you. I love the band. Say that again, brother. But I'm stumped. All right, I will sing the wondrous story of Christ who died for me. Love this one. Love them all. Here we go. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. Do that last verse. I love it. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Yes, sir. 561. Why do I sing about Jesus? I know this one, but I don't know it as well as I do the other ones, but we're going to do it. Let's sing. Here we go. Deep in my heart, there's a gladness. Jesus has saved me from sin. Praise to his name, what a Savior. Cleansing me out and within. I surrender all. All righty.
All to him I freely give.
third verse.
All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing
What number was that? 447. 447. It is well with my soul.
When peace like a
just walked away. Give me a book. No. I was saying I didn't come down here with a book. You're going to have to loan me your book. By all means. Which one? Third, my sin. My sin. Ready?
My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious.
So, could I have 10 minutes just to share a few things with you all about worship? Something that I am in my 47th year of doing. I know I look 30, but I've been doing this for almost 47 years. And I think back to the early, late 60s, early 70s, and where we are now with so many diversities, varieties of worship style and all of that. And we've fought wars and all of that kind of stuff over the preferences that we have. And yet, you know, through it all, God has continued to be honored and glorified, and I'm grateful for that. But I want to talk to you just a little bit about the shift that we saw for a while in what I would call the preference-driven church. When did this happen? Dr. Tom Rainer is the retired president of Lifeway, and he wrote a book a couple of years ago. If you haven't read this, it's a great book called I Will. It's one of the little books, so it's an easy read, and it's just chocked full of great things called I Will. He points out in this book that in sometime in the 20th century that we began to shift from an attitude of self-sacrificing service to God and to the worship of God to a consumer-focused, self-serving worship. Bless me if you can. Help me with my problems. Not just turn it over and give it to the Lord, and let's worship Him and honor Him. And so we began to see some of this me in the worship around churches in America. It's about me and it's about my needs. This is a very sad statement right here, but it is the truth. We now live in this country in a secular culture. I never thought that I would say that. Now, does that mean the church is dead? Oh, no. But we have lost people everywhere who are paying no attention to God, no attention to church. We're just no longer living in a predominantly Christian country. That's just where we are. Now, we can lament about that and get down in the dumps about that, or we can do what you are doing so well here, and that's care about our community and still get out there and share the good news of Jesus Christ, because it is, we know, the greatest story out there, and there's not one bit of fiction to it. It's all truth, and you have this wonderful book to back it up with, inspired by God Almighty. You know, some churches have even adopted this secular mode. They've turned themselves into consumer, corporate-designed churches. Not here, not now or ever. But that has happened across America, and that's not who you are, praise God. It's not the church that I served so faithfully and loved so much and still do here, Wallace Memorial. It's not who that church is. Dr. Rainer reminds us in this book that many churches and church members have become focused on the me, because that's what they're hearing, my needs, my preferences. Now, those are hard words to hear, but they're 100% truth. But the truth really is, it's not about me or you. It's not about your needs or my needs. It's not about my preferences or your preferences. It is about walking into this worship center every Sunday morning and meeting God and anticipating the joy and excitement that only comes, cannot be topped, by worshiping Him. When that happens, nothing in your week will be better than that. You'll have some things that might even come close, but nothing will be better. So we need to be a church always, and you are. I believe this about this church. I'm so grateful for this. You want to be a church driven by purpose, not a church driven by preference. That's a good sentence. We don't want to be a church driven by purpose, or driven by purpose. We don't want to be driven by preference. Then it becomes, like we said, about me instead of about Him. We have to be careful about that. And, you know, here's my job description. You ready? This one is impossible. Completely impossible. I am charged with pleasing everyone with every song that we sing, and I'm not ever supposed to sing a song that you've never heard before. That's my job. That's my job. Now, how are we going to learn new songs if we don't start singing them? How do you learn a new song? How did you learn Amazing Grace? You sang it when you didn't know it, and it, you started to learn it. It became familiar. That's how you learn new songs. When I first started studying the book, that the hymnal that you all have, I was just blown away by the number of newer songs that are in that book. And one of the things you struggle with so many times in churches is people are having to sing a song that they've never heard before in their life, and they're staring at words on a screen and have no clue what the melody is. So I started looking through this book, and I'm doing my best to teach you new songs, but I'm trying to teach you new songs that are in that book, so that you can see the music and see the words. And once that gets in your heart, that these songs that we're trying to learn and sing will become just as, you'll love them just as much as any of the other songs that you sing. So I want you to do me a favor and realize that every time I sit down to plan worship, this is what I do. So I'm just going to open up my little world to you that I live in every week. I asked God initially, I started seeking Him and telling Him what I was thinking. That's a bad move. What I realized very quickly is I needed to seek Him and then shut up and listen. And He would speak to me. And so I don't ever plan. You may not like one song that I sing. You may hate them all. I know you don't. But you can be assured of this. I've sought God in every song that I pick. And I let Him lead me to those songs. I don't just say, well, let's just sing this one this week. That I don't believe they'll know that one. I just let the Lord lead me. So sometimes He lead, and not yet has He led me to a Sunday to where we didn't sing maybe a couple of songs that you were learning for the first time, but two or three that you already knew. And the next time we sing that new song, you'll know it better. And then the next time, better. And so that's what I'm trying to do. It's worked for me for almost 47 years, and that is just seek Him, let Him tell me what He wants me to do, and then try my best to do everything I can to meet the expectations that I believe God has for me as I work each week to plan worship. Monday is my pray day. Tuesday is my work day. I'll spend 10, 12 hours a week praying and planning the worship service. So I don't take that responsibility lightly. I take it very, very, very seriously. There's some things that Dr. Rainer pointed out in this book that people can get upset about that you have to chuckle about. What he said, one lady came up to him once, said, this is what church he was pastoring. And she said, Pastor, I love you, but I have to sit too close to these people. And he said, that one really took me back. He said, I don't know what to say to the lady. So we got to get past this. You're a family. I'm so glad I'm a part of the what? Family of God. That's who we are. And so this time of corporate worship is not about me, myself, and I. It can't be about our needs, our wants, our preferences. What we have to do is just surrender and let God have the service. And every time, it always ends better if that's what we do. And here's something that continuously blows my mind. God's here right now. He promised us in His word that wherever what? Two or more. Already up to two. One, two. There we go. He's here. He's in this room. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Listen to a couple of three scriptures, and we're going to be done. What are some of the things we do when we come together in worship? We pray. Amen? If we miss that, shouldn't be a service that goes by that we don't pray. And I've come to know Greg well enough to know that won't ever happen on his watch. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Psalm 95:6. We sing. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music to the Lord in your heart. Ephesians 5:19. We preach. My speech and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith might not be based on men's wisdom, but on God's power. We share the gospel. We invite people to experience worship and come to know Jesus in a very personal way. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's Romans 10:13. And then we give. Each person should do as he has decided in his heart, not of regret or out of necessity, but for God loves a cheerful giver. And one of the things that I've seen about you all that I have come to love very quickly is that you all are faithful. Faithful attendance in worship and in connect groups is vital if we're to be healthy, if the church is to be healthy. Notice I say we. You're me. I'm a we right now. This is my church. Somebody asked me where I go to church. I said, right now I go to Madison Avenue Baptist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, because that's where I am worshiping, and so this is my church. Do you remember the day that if you missed church once a month, that you had 4 phone calls before you could ever get your lunch ready? People wondering where you were and are you sick? Are you okay? Do you know that in the world we live in today that you are considered a regular attender if you attend once a month? They put you on the roll in most churches today as a regular attender if you average once a month. That's 12 times a year. Life's changed in the big city. Now, we could lament about that, or we can just say, let's try to do something about it. When we're in our neighborhood, when we're at sports activities with your children, and now I'm living that through my grandchildren, when you are out to eat, ask your waiter or your waitress if there's anything. We're getting ready to have the blessing here. Is there anything we can pray with you about? You'd be amazed at the door that will open sometimes just to a person that you don't know that's hurting. There's quickly, and I'm done, 4 expectations, and these are one sentence each. Expectation number 1, attend worship. You do that. Attend worship. Here's an expectation I hope you will do if you're not doing. Pray before you come to this church. Driving in your car, you know, getting ready. Pray and ask God to speak to you in worship and to speak to others in worship. And that we'll have a day when we'll know when we leave here that we've been in the presence of the Lord. Pray as you enter this worship center. This is something that I've been doing for years. When I walk through the doors of the worship center, in my mind as I'm praying, as I'm walking down here to get set up from wherever I come in, I just ask the Lord right there, Lord, bless this day. Bless these people who will come today. May they find something in this place today that they need that will make them stronger in their faith, better in their commitment. We all need that. We all need those words of encouragement. And then the other thing that I would ask you to do is to just be a worshiper when you walk through these doors and just focus on God and God alone. Put the cares of the world on the back burner. They're not going to go away, but they can diminish dramatically if we'll just let go and let God and ask Him to take care of your needs. You know, worship is not like an Olympic event. where you get a 10 for a great message and a 3 if the water's cold in the baptistry. That's just not how it works. You know, if we leave here on any day with judgmental perceptions of what developed during worship, then you miss the opportunity to do what? Worship. Yeah. We're flaws and all. What we want to do is have church. We want to meet God, and we want to leave here better than we were when we walked through the door. Amen? So here are those four things. I will attend worship. I will pray before I attend worship. I will pray as I enter the worship center. And I will pray that I will be a worshiper and focus on God and God alone. It's been a great joy for me to start to get to know some of you and to be here and to be helping you during this time when you're looking for a new worship pastor. I hope that after all of this is done and we get the next man that God has called to be here. And by the way, the Lord already has that person set, and he's already working on whoever that is. That's just the way he works. And one day that'll all come to be. But I'm very thankful that you all have given me the privilege of leading you in worship. And thank you for your words of encouragement and for your standing up and singing and being a worshiping church. That's what this is all about. Let me pray for us and we'll be done. Lord, we thank you for this day. I thank you for Madison Avenue Baptist Church. I thank you for Greg. Pastor's leadership here is very evident, and these people love him, and they're following him, and he's preaching the word. God, I pray for the search teams that are looking right now for these new staff members to come and join this great church, that you will lead, God, and direct them in every step that they take, and that they will seek you and only you as they seek out who it is that you have set for these positions that are available here. And, Lord, we know you're going to do that. Lord, bless us and dismiss us now with your peace and your grace and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for a great night. We will see you this week. Don't forget, you got a little event coming up this weekend. Amen.